It's time now for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. I hope everybody else is.
Oh, we're great. Take it away. What have you got for us?
Well, a lot of thanks today. In the last few weeks, we've had a lot of activities. We had the Laurel District Boy Scout Group. We had 53 scouts and scouters came out on the beyond the new gong and the new end of the trail and cut another about a mile of trail headed up towards Grassy Creek. Thanks to Kevin Cheek for kind of organizing that, and Mike Reeves, Steve Wells, and a bunch of people who volunteered to help the Scoutmasters and to cut that trail in. Also, this last few weeks, we've been working on the Brookfall Dairy to Carter Mill Road. Mike Bovender, Herb McDonald, Adam Miley, Scott Poindexter. There's a bunch of people. Bob Hilliard have been working on that, improving the tread and moving some trees, working on the three bridges we've got out there. That's really getting good, and they'll be cutting that. There's some grass that's grown. They're going to be cutting that in the next few days. Thanks to Richard Moore and Rob Libert, we had a really successful Yakka Valley Tour de Vino ride. We had 83 road bike riders during the wine, right before the wine festival. Rode the 25, 50, 7,100 miles, some of them routes. Each one of them rode, they could choose which ride they were taking. That's pretty cool. We also started a new section of trail last week from Carter Mill Road going up towards Benz Road along Jonathan Isaac's property. Thanks so much to him and Harold Combs. We really appreciate that. Also, in the last week or so, we finished our new gong. It's out beyond the second bridge. Out beyond, it's a 178-foot bridge out beyond that on the right. It is really loud. So if you're going to tap it, you might just want to tap it a little bit until we get a rubber hammer on things. There's a nice steel mallet on it right now. A couple of things we'd like to ask people to do. If you're riding or running the Elkin Creek Mountain Bike Trail, we'd like to encourage people, we're going to put up some more signs. We'd like people to encourage the all-terrain vehicles, four-wheelers, not to ride on that trail because the trail is only 3 and 4 feet wide. It places ATV tracks are wider than that, and they are trespassing. There's private property out that way thanks to the Classens and some town property, but we'd like four-wheelers not to ride on that part of the trail because it's damaging it, and we put a lot of sweat equity, I'm telling you, and some money into that, and not to ride across their bridges because they're not built for heavy-duty traffic like that. So we really appreciate that. And also, if people are walking on the trail, you don't see much trash. Have you noticed that? A few little candy wrappers, cigarette butts occasionally here and there. And we'd like to ask if people are walking along to keep the trash in their pocket, take it out with them, so leave it like you found it. And if you find any trash gets blown in off the bridge or something, just tuck it in a paper bag or a trash plastic bag and bring it on out. The next thing that's going on is we're building a new trail, brand new trail at Crater Park. You might have seen it at the Gwin McMill Bridge as you're leaving Elkin going towards Jonesville. It's on the right-hand side. It's probably going to be 500 feet of trail coming down from the old Ratledge Forest. It's really a beautiful trail. If you haven't seen it, go out and take a look at it. And that's going to go down to the river, just short, well, of course, short of the river, and then turn left and go under the bridge and go out to the boat dock. So you'll be able to park your car down in the parking lot and really ride all the way to the end of the Elkin Valley Trail ENA Railroad through town by the library, which is really pretty cool. Now, Monday morning at 10 o'clock, this coming Monday morning at 10 o'clock, a few of us are going to get out there, and we're going to hand seed the edges of that trail. So if you're free at 10 o'clock, call Dan Whalen. I hope he comes, and Johnny Hopkins, and got some other folks, Ken Green, hoping he'll stop by. They've all been interested in helping and have been helping. And so at 10 o'clock Monday morning, we'll pick up the grass. See, we'll have it picked up and ready to go and bring a rake. And we're, you know, any hands makes light work. So coming out at 10 o'clock and rake in some new grass seed, make that area real pretty. Just kind of interesting thing we did over the wine festival weekend, 31 people walked most of the way, some walked part of the way, some walked all of the way from the Elkin Municipal Park all the way to Grassy Creek. on our trail, and we got permission from one landowner who hasn't given us permanent permission yet to walk across there, but we did walk the entire thing. Took 3 hours out there, had a big barbecue set up for the Explore Elkin group. We're trying to help them, and they're helping us as much as possible. Got to see the old rock dam on the Elkin Creek, and that's going on. Activities out that way, that's where we're building our trail at this present time, the new trail. We got lots of activity going on with surveys at Carter Falls, and hope we have some news about easements and all that out there to announce pretty soon. We got things coming up, Insane Terrain, Duck and Turtle Regatta, of course, that'll be in the fall. But everybody start thinking about what you can do to get hooked up on our website. Want to volunteer, let us know. We are still working towards, we've got two locations now for potential dog park. The trails are not actually doing that. It's a second group that's putting that together. So if you're interested in a dog park, you can contact us through the Elkin Valley Trails website or Facebook, and we'll connect you with the person who's setting up the committee to work on a dog park. So we're excited about all that stuff going on.
All right.
I could just go on and on, but I think I probably used up my allocated.
Yeah. Well, we do say thank you to Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. My friend, we'll see you on a trail soon.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Okay.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.